So what's running through your mind when your teammates mob you after that goal?
Excitement. I'm happy to be able to score in this game, especially, you know, we knew it was a big one. Millions of emotions running through me on that goal.
So you said yesterday you were trying to make history. Now that you made history, people are thinking you're Nostradamus now?
I don't know what that means. yeah, we made history tonight. But, you know, our job is not done. We play them again next month, so... our focus is, you know, if we can repeat what we did tonight again in November.
Alfonso, is that your biggest goal you've ever scored in career?
Yes, that is my biggest goal. especially against the U.S. You know, it was a good game.
How much did you enjoy playing up front in the system with Jonathan David up front as a two?
I enjoyed it. I try to get, you know, I'm not a player that comes short. You know, I try to get behind as much as possible. I know they had a big center back, so come show the feet, they might hit me really hard. So I try to run behind a lot.
John said that he wanted you to play free and just have fun out there. Is that the way you went into the game?
Yeah, I went to the game attacking. You know, like I said, I just wanted to play free, go out there and show what I have. I'm defending, obviously, defend as a team. But his mindset was squad game, play free, be yourself.
You guys showed a lot of energy from the first minute, and it seemed like they couldn't match that. Did you get that sense early on that you guys had that edge and that on top of them from the beginning?
Yeah, I mean, coming into the game, we just wanted to play what we know, play our game. And coming to halftime, we knew we could have stepped it up a little bit more. We were happy. You know, we kept the ball. We didn't panic. We made a lot of chances in the first 10 minutes of the game. And coming to halftime, we just wanted to keep the same energy second half.
It's one win, but do you feel it was a statement by the Canadian team tonight?
Yeah, it's a statement for Canadian soccer, because we know we have good players in this team. You know, we're a good team, and we showed it tonight.
Alfonso, when you score a goal like that and you rush up and you see all the teammates embrace you, can you describe the emotions that are going through your body at that time?
A million emotions going through. I don't know how to act, especially when the whole team is running towards you. You step on your ankle. The adrenaline is pumping, so you don't really feel it until afterwards.
Alfonso.
Yeah, you get up and keep going. You know, this is football. This is a men's sport. To play at a high level, you know, you got to be strong mentally and physically as well. So getting kicked, getting grabbed, getting tackled, you just got to get up and keep running at them.
A couple of one-on-one versus Pulisic, you got the better of their, notably one of their best players. Does it help you going forward, knowing that at the highest level you can play, you still can get the better of people?
Yeah, I knew he was came back to defend me, but I know, you know, he's not really a defender. You know, he's an attacking player. He has great attacking quality. If he wants, he can come back and win the ball. But I just try to focus on not losing the ball in that situation, because I knew the counterattack would be really deadly.
Alfonso, just describe the goal for everybody.
Yeah, the goal was
what you saw.
It was like the same as versus Costa Rica in the Gold Cup. I knew Scotty had the ball in the wing. You know, I knew he was going to put in the ball, so I tried to get back post, quickly as possible, because I knew at the end of the day, if I didn't, and the ball just skipped away from me, I'd be thinking about it, it'd be haunting me for the rest of the game and the rest of the day. So try to get myself in that position. Luckily, the win in the net.
Thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you.